Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in. Very exciting show coming your way, leading you up to Red Wings hockey. They're in Pittsburgh, getting set to take on the Penguins. Huge game for the Lions this Sunday in Green Bay. Oh, wait. It doesn't matter, although if you talk to anyone in Allen Park, they seem to believe there's a lot to play for against the Pack coming up on Sunday afternoon, except there isn't. And, in addition to hearing those most recent Matthew Stafford cuts, in which he literally sounds like people are scared about robots taking over the world, right? And, we're developing these robots and, gosh, the world could end potentially. They could take it all over and kill us all. Matthew Stafford might be the first legitimate living robot amongst us because he literally has no feeling, no emotion, responds to nothing. And I'm seeing the most recent quote here, Jeff Rieger out at Lions practice right now, or Lions media session, whatever you want to call it. I really hope he was on time so Patricia didn't chastise him. But Stafford apparently was asked if this is his last game with Jim Bob Cooter. And this is Stafford's response. Quote, "I have no control over that, nor do I know what's going on there. I know he and I are still working hand in hand right now, trying to figure out the best way to beat the Packers. If coach asked him, would he want him back, is what the follow-up question was. And he said, quote, he doesn't ask me." Boy, stark contrast from a year ago when Stafford said, oh yeah, I really do want Jim Bob Cooter back. And now he gets the opportunity after a crappy year and he doesn't support his guy. Nice. Throw him right under the bus. Get him out of here. Clearly Cooter's the problem, not number nine, not Matthew Stafford. I want to play a few of these cuts, but I just want to know this. We'll keep this as simple as humanly possible. I got 40 minutes leading up to Red Wings hockey. What pisses you off the most about what you're dealing with the Lions right now? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. There's a lot to go around. You know, it's like you're at a potluck, okay? You can pass Matt Patricia around. You can pass Matthew Stafford around. Some of the blame can go over to Bob Quinn. Some of it can go to Martha Ford. There's so much that just angers you. And look, I know there's probably people out there that are going to text in and be like, Bogey, why do you allow this franchise to get you mad still? Well, one, it is my job. Two, I've wasted my entire life watching and monitoring and following this awful team. And three, you continue to hear cuts like this. You continue to read reports like the one that Dave Burkett had in the Free Press about Matt Patricia not even being able to show up to team meetings on time. It's all embarrassing. And it's so frustrating because, like, the rest of the world is existing and they all have fun things. Like Baltimore, a win and you're in scenario this weekend, right? They got to beat Baker Mayfield and the Browns. Hell, if you're Baker Mayfield and the Browns and a Browns fan, you got Bake Show going to potentially keep the Ravens out of the playoffs, a franchise that basically stole yours for a few seasons. If you're the Minnesota Vikings, you got something to play for. If you're a Colts fan or a Titans fan, it's win and you're in. Like, all this excitement, all these circumstances and things you could be breaking down in all these other cities. The NFL is everything, and we're stuck with this. And it is crap. And there's no, literally, top-down, zero accountability, nothing ever changes, Bob Quinn doesn't speak, doesn't answer questions, makes poor decisions, hires his friends, Martha doesn't speak, she does nothing, Rod Wood has been a complete embarrassment anytime he gets behind a microphone. Like, what do we have? We get this. This is Matthew Stafford a little while ago out in Allen Park. Really sounds like a guy that's just beat up after losing 10 straight years as Lions quarterback. Listen to this.
Hey, man, how angry or upset are you at this season? It's another year not going to the playoffs. I mean, the fan base may have turned against you. People are talking about trading you. I mean, you're usually even keel. You don't say much to us. But, I mean, how angry are you? Can you?
I just wish we won more games. You know, that's the biggest thing. I'm fighting for these guys in this locker room. You know, the guys working to try and win every Sunday. When you don't win, you know, everybody feels it. You know, we wish we could and are doing everything we can to try and win. Just hadn't done it enough this season, so that's tough to swallow.
I mean, you would almost think, based on that response, that Stafford has had a bunch of success, that Stafford has gone to playoffs, won playoff games, totally changed the culture, and that this is just a bad year. You know, just a down year, but everything's going to get back on track moving forward. The guy's gotten his head kicked in for a decade. He hasn't accomplished anything. And honestly, for all you little Stafford lovers out there, like, you could almost, if you're Matthew Stafford, point out that, hey, you know what? You could be frustrated by the fact that this franchise hasn't given you maybe enough support. Like, I don't believe that that's true, because I believe if you're worth a damn as a quarterback in the NFL, you're probably going to be able to overcome that and be able to change things inside that locker room. I don't know. Like Baker Mayfield has done with the Cleveland Browns in half a season. But you get nothing. Like, literally, he doesn't care. I'm sorry. Like, I don't like to talk about effort. I don't like to talk about, you know, being inside the mind of an athlete, like, and try to figure out if he actually does care, does he not care? But you listen to some of these cuts. You listen to Stafford over the last 10 years. Do you really think that this dude making $27 million a year for the rest of time really gives a bleep about trying to turn things around here for you, the Lions fan? No. So why is he your leader? And look, I don't want to let Matt Patricia off the hook. I don't want to let the Ford family off the hook. Rod Wood, Bob Quinn, all of them. They're all trash, okay? They all have made horrific mistakes. I don't think any of them actually care or have any idea what the F they're doing. But at the very least, let us believe that maybe you do care. Matthew Stafford just goes up there time after time and delivers nothing. Why can't we get, like, you talk about culture and why the Lions are losers. Like, I don't even want to call them the Detroit Lions anymore. They're the Detroit losers. That is what they are. You want to know why? It's because of guys like that are running the show. Stafford, who can't change the culture. Stafford, who doesn't have any passion in his body. I'm showing more passion right now in a 7-minute stupid little monologue to open up a 40-minute show here doing Sports Talk Radio in Detroit than Stafford has shown in, what, 10 years? And I'm sure people say, Kyle, you don't see what goes on behind closed doors there. You don't understand the way that he talks to his teammates. You're right, I don't. But based on the way that they play and based on the way that he acts and the way that he speaks and the way that this franchise operates, I guarantee there's no passion. I guarantee there's no intensity in any of these workouts or, you know, I don't know, in practices, getting on guys, because you don't see it ever. After 10 years. Why am I so angry about this? Because we deserve better. Instead, we're stuck with all of this crap. This BS, no passion, no intensity. Nobody wants to just call it what it is. Stafford blows. This organization is a waste of time. Can we just have one year? where we actually have football that we can discuss and playoff scenarios, and maybe they actually have a shot to win something. Like the Colts, if they get in, and I do expect them to get in, they'll beat the Titans, I think, on Sunday, even though I do believe Mariota's going to play. The Colts have a shot to do something. Like, even if the Lions were flirting with the playoffs, you knew what your fate was going to be. Why can't it just be built right once? Be a legitimate team. Be an NFL team. Like, the Lions shouldn't even be included. It should just be 31 teams, and then the Detroit Lions on the outside looking in because they're not actually a part of the league. And nobody takes you seriously. Kind of like the Pistons. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I didn't plan on doing this and being this way. I really didn't. I wanted to come in. I wanted to talk a little Patricia, his job status, you know, a little Stafford. Would the Lions be better off with him out there in a $30 million cap hit, or with a dead cap hit and him shipped off to some other ridiculous town so that they can deal with him not answering questions and never winning a big game? But you hear these cuts over and over again. And I appreciate Jeff Rieger being down there and asking them. And we just get nothing. We get kicked in the balls every day. When can we ever have an NFL franchise here in Detroit?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.